Last time on Acrylics.
Tell me this. What do your instincts tell you about me?
That when I'm around you, I can tune all the chaos in the world out. That you're easy.
Always follow your instincts, then.
Vince slowly eases his way over to Aurora, hoping to give her a kiss. Their faces come closer and closer and closer. Their lips are just about to touch. Acrylics, Episode 7. Vince slowly leans towards Aurora, hoping she would give him a kiss. As he gets closer and closer, Aurora walks away before giving him a chance. Vince makes a look of slight disappointment. At the same time, he is not surprised. A carnival ride catches Aurora's eyes. She walks to the front of the line for the roller coaster, then signals Vince to come to her, but he doesn't. He signals to her about the line. That's when Aurora walks out of the line to Vince and grabs him by his jacket's arm, and then walks them back to the front of the line.
We can't just skip these people.
Can't we? The couple at the front of the line are currently locking lips and are unaware of Aurora's and Vince's actions until Vince bumps shoulders with the boyfriend.
Yo, what do you think you're doing? Back of the line, asshole.
Does it really matter? It's just enough seats for all of us to go next.
Yes, it does. I promised my girl a seat in the front, and that's what she's going to get.
That's fine. You can have it.
No, she can't. That's my seat.
Is that right? This is how things are going to go down. Either you get your ass to the back of the line, or I'm going to beat the shit out of your boyfriend here.
The boyfriend bumps Vince in his chest with his forearm.
There's no need to get aggressive. Just hold on. Maya, the line isn't as long as you think.
I'm not moving.
The longer you stand here in my face, you little cunt, the more in your face I'm going to get.
The boyfriend shoves Vince for a second time. Aurora stands behind Vince and is starting to get angry at the boyfriend's hostility. As the argument begins to heat up, Aurora looks at the girlfriend, and the girlfriend looks back with sass. That's when Aurora's eyes change over to her acrylic color. When the girlfriend sees this, she immediately freaks out.
Oh my God.
She begins to pull her boyfriend out of the line.
Baby? Baby, let's go. Let's go now.
What do you mean, let's go? No, we've been standing in this line for almost an hour.
Hey, take me the fuck home, Sean.
The boyfriend looks back at his girlfriend, then back at Vince. He decides to walk backwards out of the line. Vince looks at Aurora. By then, her eyes are back to normal.
What was that? Did you do something?
Aurora shrugs off his question as it is their turn now for the ride. Come on, it's our turn. Aurora reaches out her hand to Vince. Vince grabs her hand, and they get on the ride, front seats, just as Aurora wanted. And once again, Vince finds himself to be completely taken back by Aurora's mystery. K-Rod is sitting in a bar, only miles out of town from where Aurora and Vince are. He is sitting in a booth watching the television above the bar.
The pain and suffering continues on for the families of one unsolved murder after another. When will this brutality end?
It is then a cute waitress walks over to him.
It's crazy. A person who is capable of doing something like that. They shouldn't even be considered human.
I think you may be right about that one.
What can I get you, sir?
Depends. What's good?
Everyone seems to like the beer.
K-Rod looks deep into the waitress's eyes, with a beautiful smile, as to allude that he's not like everyone. With a slight blush on her face, the waitress suggests something else.
Well, we do have a pretty good bottle of old scotch.
That's better.
Okay, I'll be right back with it then.
The waitress leaves and returns with the tray. On it, the bottle of scotch and the two glasses. She sits the scotch on the table. All the while, K-Rod never takes his eyes off of her. The waitress finds K-Rod to be extremely attractive.
If you need anything else, just let me know.
Actually, I do.
Yeah.
Company, sit down and have a drink with me.
You know, I was hoping you'd ask me to sit with you.
I know.
How?
K-Rod opens the bottle of scotch and pours him and her a glass, and then he hands her the drink.
I have a sense for these things.
So you know what's going to happen before it happens? If that's true, then you should be able to tell me where this conversation is heading.
I see us ending this conversation in your apartment.
Okay. Tell me more.
You see, I can do things like no man you've ever been with. In fact, I am so good at what I do, I guarantee your screams will practically bleed through the walls.
Ooh, creepy. That's totally what a creepy serial killer would say. You're not one, are you?
You know, 50 years ago, they used to call me Lady Killer.
The waitress laughs and makes a joke how K-Rod doesn't look a day over 75.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Lead the way.
The waitress announces to the bartender that she's leaving early. The waitress and K-Rod rise from the booth and leave the bar. We're now back at the waitress's apartment. She unlocks her apartment door and welcomes K-Rod in. She gives K-Rod a quick tour of her apartment before escorting him to her bedroom. The waitress walks into the bathroom to change her clothes. While in the bathroom, she realizes she doesn't know K-Rod's name. She calls out to him, asking him to tell her.
By the time I finish with you, it wouldn't even matter.
The waitress steps out of the bathroom in only a bra and her panties.
I don't want you to think I do this all the time. I don't make it a habit to bring random guys back to my place, but there's just something so sexy about you.
Like what?
Like the way you were watching me. Your eyes seemed like they're so focused on every movement I made. So hot.
The waitress walks up to K-Rod and kisses him on the lips. K-Rod grabs her by the arms tightly, and she stops kissing.
Is something wrong?
Yes.
What? Maybe I can help?
K-Rod brings himself closer to her face and then begins to kiss her. His hands slowly move down her neck. His fingers begin to wrap around her neck. He has a strong hold.
You're hurting me. Stop! Stop!
His grip gets tighter and tighter, and she struggles to break free.
The problem is you're not hard.
K-Rod lets her go, and she falls to the bed. The waitress realizes her life is in danger.
Please don't hurt me. I have some money under my mattress. Take it. I promise I won't tell anyone. Just leave me, please.
I don't want your money.
Then what do you want?
Something you can't give me. But I'm willing to settle for the next best thing.
K-Rod's eyes peel over to the chrome acrylic color, and his sharp claws also emerge from his fingertips.
Oh my God.
The waitress stands to run to the front door, but K-Rod stops her. Within seconds, her screams fill the apartment, and her body lays motionless on the living room floor.
Do you mind if I use your shower? I have a date with an old lover tonight.
Back at the carnival, Vince and Aurora are in the Ferris wheel. Vince is holding a small stuffed blue dog that Aurora won for him.
In the movies, they always have the guy winning the girl the huge stuffed animal.
Aurora lifts the stuffed animal next to Vince's face as if to compare the two.
You resemble him.
Thanks, I've always wanted a goofy blue dog.
Once we get off this ride, we can try again. This time, you win me something that I can remember you by.
I'm game.
Night has fallen, and we're in the supermarket's parking lot where K-Rod is standing. He is located where Aurora works. K-Rod enters the building, makes his way through the store, and heads straight to the employee locker room. He sniffs out Aurora's locker and sees the name Maya on the locker door.
Found you.
Gabe enters the locker room and notices K-Rod.
Excuse me, you're not allowed back here. You need to leave.
K-Rod looks at Gabe with a sinister grin.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Acrylics.